This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In our next hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullu shay'in bi qadrin hatta la'ajzu wal kaysu." That's Rawahu Muslim. And the hadith is found in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that everything is determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's in His qadr. It's in His apportionment or His decree. Even laziness, or, well, we could say maybe failure is another. Laziness, failure is one translation. Or your ability, your sharpness, right? And this is a very, very foundational hadith when it comes to understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will and Allah's sort of qadr, His determination of everything in the universe. Sometimes when it comes to our abilities, we can become deluded into think that our abilities are in our own hands, right? The talents that we have, the skills that we accumulate. We see this a lot in academia or when you're taking a test or whatever. You know, you only rely on yourself. How many of us really? We know that we were taught as Muslims that when you sit in an exam, you know, after having studied and taking the means, you say Bismillah and then you rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For most of us, that's very difficult. For most of us, we rely too much on ourselves. We assume that it's really all in our ability and all in our court to be able to sort of decide whether we're going to succeed or fail. And that's why, unfortunately, we see the results of this attitude in how we treat people. We see people who are rich and successful, and we treat them in a certain way, especially in the United States of America, where we have this sort of false meritocracy. You see somebody driving a Tesla, living in the suburbs, and you assume that they've done something right. You assume that that is all because of, like was said in Surah Al-Qasas, right, by Qarun, that this is from my reason, this is from my ability. I'm the one who did it. I deserve it. I worked, I grinded, I hustled, I did this stuff, right? Without realizing that it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gave you that ability in the first place. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that enabled the talents and skills that you have to actually reach the conclusion that they reached. And so when we see someone poor on the street, we have the opposite. We blame them morally. We say, oh, this person must have done something wrong in their life. This person must have screwed up. This person must be, you know, and we treat them less than human, right? You can take also a demonstration from how do you act in front of one person versus the other. If you're in front of the person from the suburbs with a big house and drives a Tesla, then you're going to straighten up and you're going to be happy when you receive an invitation for iftar at that person's house. Versus if you've got somebody who lives in the hood and, you know, next to a boarded up, you know, apartment or whatever, and you get invited to an iftar, you're going to be sort of, well, boy, that's not really what I was hoping for, right? Part of this, we're not just concerned for our personal safety. Part of this is our false assumption that we get what we deserve in this life, which is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries to break us from this superstition multiple times in the Quran. And one of those is the story of Qarun at the end, told at the end of Surah Al-Qasas in the 28th chapter of the Quran, is that we see wealth, we see success, and we assume that this person must have done something right. And we see failure, we see poverty, and we assume that this person must have done something wrong. It ain't that simple. The will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghalib. It overcomes all of that. And so you might find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might keep somebody poor in this life because it's better for their afterlife, just as He might keep somebody rich because it's better for their afterlife. And at the end of the day, we don't know. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this particular hadith, he's basically implying this. He said that everything is in everything. Kullu shay. He said every single thing is a portion by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's in His decision, it's in His decree, it's in His qadr. Even al-ajz, which is like inability, right? We call, in Arabic, you call someone ajuz once they've reached old age because they're kind of like, you know, they don't have the abilities that they used to have. Or al-kays, like somebody who's sharp, somebody who's able, somebody who's, you know, you can imagine in the prime of their lives, all they do is, you know, if they want to go do something, they just do it, right? We're used to assuming that that's in our control, and the Prophet ﷺ is informing us that this is actually part of the will of Allah. Like, even your inability to do something and your ability to do something is part of Allah's will. Now, why is the Prophet ﷺ telling us this? What does he want from us by telling us this? is it supposed to make us just completely give up and say, well, you know, I didn't get out of bed this morning and I'm going to stop going to the gym and I'm going to stop taking care of myself because, hey, it's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the day. Anyway, no, that's not what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants from us, and that's not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's trying to stop us from getting egotistical and big-headed when it comes to our abilities or our situation, and realize that we depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single scenario. Is that, yes, there are means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the world, the dunya, with cause and effect. If you want the biceps, you're going to have to hit the gym. If you want to succeed in something, you're going to have to apply yourself and take the means. But at the end of the day, it's really up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether your arrow hits the bullseye or not, whether all of the means that you take and all of the things that you do to apply yourself are going to lead to the outcome that you want. That's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even your internal motivation, your ability or inability, or even your external sort of ability or inability, that too is all determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants from us is not to depend upon the means as if they are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you don't depend upon your intelligence. You don't depend upon your whatever it is, your talents, your skills, your credentials. You depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get the credentials. You take the means. You do what you have to do. But you have to understand at the end of the day that it all comes back to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed. And as the Salaf, I believe it was Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, said, if that something was destined for you, if Allah decided or decreed that something was going to happen to you, then there's no way that it could not have happened to you. And the opposite is true, is that if something missed you, if something didn't happen to you, then it doesn't matter what you did. If you went back and changed tactics or whatever, that it was never going to happen to you at all. This is Allah's will. This is Allah's qadr. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ wants us to understand by this hadith.